Here's a thought about emotional content. Can we all agree that the objective of fine art photography is to exhibit some form of emotional content? We want our viewers to have an emotion when they look at our photographs. If they don't, then the photograph is factual, documentary. It merely shows us what something looks like, which is a fine use of a camera and of photography, but it's not fine art photography, at least not in my way of thinking. We don't always succeed in portraying emotion, but that's what we hope to do. But part of the reason we don't succeed is because it's harder than it sounds. Think of landscape photography, for example. What do we photograph in landscape photography? Well, there's trees and rocks and water and mountains and rivers and clouds, all of which are inanimate objects that don't have emotions. If we photograph people, we can capture their emotions, and wedding photographers are experts at this kind of thing. But for those of us who work in the landscape or in still life or photographing other kinds of inanimate objects, those objects cannot portray emotion because they do not have them. So we're left with the idea that we have to bring forth emotions in our viewers from their experience, from their memory, from something that strikes a chord in them, and that's where the emotion comes from, not from the photograph. The photograph itself is simply a prompt to that memory or to that experience. So how do we do that? Well, it seems to me the idea is to understand culture, to understand how people think and feel and to react. So we have to experience emotion and culture and those things ourselves. As Stephen Stills said, you can't sing the blues unless you live them too. Maybe that's the trick for photography and conveying emotion through inanimate objects.